For a trusted way to enjoy all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy, you've come to the right place. For tyres you can trust, choose Bridgestone. Named Australia's most trusted tyre brand for 6 years in a row. With Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.
Oh, Australia, it is good to be back and it is good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Good to see you too, Buzz.
Oh, and Tommy Little, always a pleasure seeing you, my friend.
It's great to see both of you guys.
Mm. What happened to you?
Actually, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
This is about my voice, and I think I've just really been working the phone sex lines over the break. And
you know how a croaky voice makes a woman sexier?
Make it quick, because I'm charging you $4.95 a minute for this.
I'm not sure the same applies for a man.
I sound like an old woman.
It sounds like you've now taken up a pack-a-day habit. That's what it sounds like.
I have, but that's completely separate to the incident we've got going on. I need my voice back. Because we put
you do because we do radio.
I know it's almost.
You
vital.
Said yesterday you'd be right for the show today, and you couldn't wait. Only you don't have a voice. And no. Sonda, our great producer, and I were kind of wondering if you understood what your job involved.
No, because I thought I'd surprise. I'm a big occasion player, and so I thought if I just didn't speak until we did the show, then I'd speak and I'd surprise everybody, and I surprised
and yourself.
Myself. Yeah.
So you want tips for how to get your voice back.
We put it on the gram.
Yeah, I've offered you the boring one of honey, manuka honey, manuka honey and
did
lemon.
Did you just call me
and
honey or manuka?
But other suggestions, we've had marshmallows.
Okay, I have some marshmallows
that,
in front of me.
That's a fun suggestion.
Should I have a marshmallow?
Have a marshmallow. Okay. Let's see if that does anything.
I mean, it's made me happier.
Chubby bunnies.
I have, but I don't think they're what you're talking about.
I talked about chubby bunnies on the project the other day. No one had heard of them.
I thought they're fat people at the snow.
No.
What are they?
Put lots of marshmallows in your mouth. We played it as a kid.
Oh my God.
And then the game ended badly and we stopped playing it as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't seem like they've worked.
Has that worked? Do it?
I do feel, yeah.
Not really.
Mm. Some gorgeous person on Instagram said whiskey.
No, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, but I've got
Ben Stevenson Firth said, I hear sucking the snot out of someone else's nose. Here's one. Okay, this one for you to try during the next song. Damien Phillip has said, I've heard eating a whole jar of mayonnaise helps.
He's absolutely taking
you
the piss.
Start eating the mayonnaise, and we don't need you for this next bit because Buzz and I have worked out we can actually do the show with the original Tommy. We don't
need
this new and improved Tommy.
This is not new and improved.
Buzz and I are going to do it with the old Tommy. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll start by telling you that I've had an absolute shocker today. We're going to discuss this later on the program. I got to drop Evie at school and school doesn't start till tomorrow. And I also found the mouldiest, oldest lunchbox in her bag. So I'm having a shocker being a mum today.
I fully get it.
Yeah. So what's been happening in your world?
You know, I did the worst thing today too.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I've got an issue.
Oh my God, we're going to have to talk about that next. We'll talk about that after the song. We'll also talk about how much you loved your health retreat you went on as well.
I could have stayed home.
Told you, we don't need you, mate.
Coming up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So.
Yes.
Do we want to know what happened?
I need to know how you ended up in hospital on the Gold Coast.
So. Like a bit over a week ago, maybe 10 days ago now, I got a chest infection.
Mm.
And then I had to do some gigs in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was freezing cold country towns. The gigs were great.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to go up and do the project.
This is hard going.
just listening to this? Okay.
How much longer has this story got to go?
I'm taking a leaf from the book a bit more, so it's going to be 4 hours. But strap yourselves in. It might go nowhere. Long story short.
Yeah.
Went up to the Gold Coast to visit some mates and I went backwards health-wise and I went to the doctor and she panicked. She goes, because I went there because I was feeling a bit crap. I also couldn't breathe. And she goes, are you concerned about your breath? I said,
why? Were you like shallow breathing?
Yeah. And I said, why? And she goes, because you're breathing like a 90-year-old smoker. She goes, I would be telling you to go to hospital now, but you're not going to go to hospital now, are you? And I said, oh, I reckon we can get it better. And she goes,
because you're a doctor.
And she goes, I'm going to write you out an asthma action plan. And she goes, if it gets any worse, if it doesn't get better within a couple of hours, you need to go to hospital. I'm going to print you out this plan. And all it said on the piece of paper was, if it gets worse, go to hospital.
Have you had an asthma attack before in your life?
When I was a kid.
How scary.
But then she also told me, because I was like, oh, my ears, I can't really hear anything. And she looked at my ears and she almost laughed. And she goes, yeah, you've burst your eardrum. When you were flying.
Did it not feel painful?
Yeah, but everything was painful. I'd been up all night spewing and everything.
Oh.
And so then the next day, it still hadn't gotten better. And I was like, maybe I should think about going to hospital. And I stood up in my hotel room and I just couldn't breathe. And so then I went downstairs and I was just like taking real short steps. And I went downstairs and I got in a cab and I showed the cabbie a picture of the hospital. And she was this real gorgeous Aussie woman. And she's like, you're that guy from the TV. And I couldn't talk.
You're like, now's not the time for chat, love. Well,
and she goes, oh, you talk a lot more on TV. And she realised halfway. I was like, and she goes, oh, Doug, you're not well, are you? And I was like, ah. And I didn't know with the hospital, I didn't know there's...
Why didn't you call an ambulance? You couldn't breathe.
No, because like, people need them for stuff.
Yeah, like but, for when you can't breathe.
Well, I didn't know that there's only emergency. So I
at
said,
the hospital.
Yeah, so I said, don't drop me at emergency. It's not an emergency. Go to the main entrance.
Oh, mate.
And so then I went and stood at reception, the main entrance, and the chick was like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't breathe. And she goes, you need to go to emergency. And she goes, we can bring a wheelchair.
It's people like you that clog up the system, you know that.
But then I went down and they were so lovely and amazing and great.
Aww. And then you put a real attention-grabbing Instagram post.
I put heaps, mate.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Where you don't say what's wrong with you, you just leave people guessing. So
mystery.
Or people like me then start texting you going, oh, my God, what's happened? And you then you don't respond.
You actually took quite a while to message me.
No, I didn't see it, mate, because normally I spend my time now.
Comments no, on my Instagram.
Now I spend my time and with my never, family, not online. And because your attention grab you, went on Instagram, I didn't see it.
I bet you. You didn't even give it a like, did you?
I'm not going to like that you're in hospital.
I'm on my deathbed.
Call you straight away?
I'm on my deathbed and you didn't even like my post. What have I got to do to get a like from Big Moore? Oh, my gosh.
I called you straight away.
Stephanie Rice liked it and you didn't like it. What is your problem?
I called you because I noticed in your post.
Ricky Lee liked it and you didn't even like it.
Mate. Did I not tell you I was really worried about you? And then, even more in Tommy's style.
From Married at First Sight, I liked it and you didn't even like it.
When I asked you what was wrong, and Sonda will vouch for this, you were so evasive and so like, oh, I'm good, I'm fine.
Yeah, because I was speaking to someone who didn't even like my post.
No, because you try to pretend everything's okay and you won't just drop the facade and be real with people, mate.
Be real with people.
And that's what you needed to do. You needed to say, I nearly died and I'm in hospital.
Well, that's drastic, yeah.
It's but on that's the what side. Happened. Drastic.
But the great thing is I've had some time. Obviously, my breath's getting better. My voice is not getting great. But I've thought of a great phoner for us. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because your face doesn't look ready.
Here we go. No, I'm just annoyed that you don't see that I was genuinely upset and worried about you and all you're, again, focusing on in this little world that you live in that I didn't like your Instagram post when I was actually genuinely, genuinely upset and worried about you, which is why I took our communication off the social media world and into the real world.
I would have liked them both.
Well, I'll keep that in mind next time.
How's this for a phoner?
What?
Because I was meant to be on holidays. Week gone.
Yeah.
13 10 60. What did a wheeze wooing?
What did a wheeze
wooing?
Wooing.
Yeah.
Because
so it wooed my
asthma
holidays.
Issue.
Yes.
And it's what did you? Something.
What's wooing something? Yeah. Yeah. What did a wheeze wooing?
All right.
13 10 60. I'd love to know. It wooing my holidays. What did
it wooing yours as well?
What did your wheeze wooing? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing the paper quiz a little bit later. I reckon we're going to do really well today because we have Waleed Ali joining us with Tommy's voice not being so good.
Notoriously not the smartest man, but we'll see how we
no,
go.
No, I mean, we'll be lugging him around during that segment. But no, we just thought we'd get some help today because you're going terribly.
Yeah, because my holiday was ruined by my wheeze.
Yeah, you ended up in hospital and all because you refused to go to the doctor.
All the lovely people at the Gold Coast Hospital, thank you. You beautiful, gorgeous people. What did a wheeze wooing? That's what we're asking on 13 10 60.
Tara.
You take it over.
What did a wheeze wooing?
A wheeze wooed my schoolies.
What happened?
So, well, basically, yeah, had a wheeze, had a chest infection, turned into a throat infection, and ended up in hospital on the Panadine Fort to try and help with the pain. So I was the cheapest shout going round at that at schoolies. So,
have you had a chance to relive it, like to be almost like a toolie?
No. I got married at 19, so I was like schoolies 18, then marriage 19. So I really need another one.
13, 10, 60. Mm-hmm. What did a marriage ruin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many laughs.
You got to relive that, Tara. You've got to do schoolies at some point in your life. Maybe we'll have one day a big schoolies party, and you can come along.
Oh, 65, God,
you can relive your schoolies that you missed out because
absolutely.
Of your wings.
With me Zimmer frame, it'll be awesome.
All right, Jade joins us now. Jade, what did a wheeze ruin? It's really hard to say.
So it ruined. I actually won.
Hang on, Jade.
A holiday.
Sorry,
oh,
Jade.
Can you hear me?
Did it? Yeah. Did it ruin it or did it ruin it?
Ruined.
Okay. Because we only want to take calls on things that are ruined.
I won a holiday to Bali and we had it all booked and my daughter ended up having a severe asthma attack. So 2 days before, we had to cancel our whole trip.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Is she okay?
Yes, she was fine as soon as we cancelled our trip. 2 days later, she was fine. As they do.
Trip ruined.
So trip totally ruined.
I've never been in the world of asthma. It must
be
so scary. Have a young child with asthma would just be...
Seems to be worse in kids. I know I used to go to hospital all the time as a kid.
Did you?
But this is the first time
as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, did you need your mum? Where was she down here?
Well, Insanity was threatening to fly anywhere and everywhere.
Oh, of course she was. She's your mum.
Oh, that's what we need. Imagine your mum tooling into hospital.
That's what we're good for, mate. We're there when you don't want us. You don't realise you need us. You do. Not me, and I'm not your mum. You definitely need me around. You need me to light your pose, but that's about it. Chappie, are you with us?
Chappie. Yeah, sure am.
What did a wheeze ruin?
My wheeze ruined my chance of doing FIFO work out in the mines.
Oh, no.
Oh, what happened? Well, because you're an asthmatic?
Because I'm an asthmatic, yeah. Went and done my medical. It was underground work, and they thought my wheeze was too bad for working underground.
Oh, no, Chappie. What are you doing now, bro?
I'm a concreter by trade.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm around dust and dirt and all that sort of crap anyway. So my
Does that set off your asthma?
Yeah, my wheeze is really bad all the time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I got sent a little video because...
Your voice is getting better.
Is it?
Yeah. What have you been having? Which trick from our listeners?
That was lemon and manuka and...
My trick. Oh. Thank you very much.
Or it could be the whole spoon of mayonnaise you made me have as well.
No, you meant to have the whole jar and you only had a spoon. I told you, manuka honey. It's amazing. Okay. It'll break the bank balance, but it's amazing.
I've sent you a little video.
Yes.
Now read the caption and then just watch it and I want to see how you go.
It says complex sports on Instagram.
Yep.
It says, yo, look... how far he hit that.
Yeah,
okay.
Is this a sound thing?
No.
What happened?
I'm going to sit here for 20 seconds.
Did you not see it?
Yeah, I don't understand what it was, though.
It didn't work. Maybe. Should I go home, guys?
What is that?
Is that it?
Is it meant to be funny?
I'll leave. I'll just go.
So not only have you brought us something that our listeners can't understand because it's a visual, it's not even that funny.
Errol out there fell off his chair.
But what's happened in it?
A guy
pitches a ball to a baseball player and he hits it. He misses it.
He misses it and he hits the camera so it's like it hits you in the face.
Okay.
I found it really scary.
All you said to me...
I mean, that's better with a bit of audio.
That break, all he said to me before the break was, don't swear. There was no chance of me swearing, mate.
Mate,
I didn't even understand it.
I nearly fell over in the supermarket when I watched it.
Oh, good.
Great.
Anyway, if you want to be bored like that in real time, maybe we'll post it.
You think Tommy's having a bad day? Carrie also having a bad one.
Oh, we're having a shocker.
And we'll get to that next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know who's not in safe hands?
Who's that?
That's my daughter, Evie, because I am having an absolute shocker.
What's happened?
No, I just can't parent today. I just feel like it would be one of those days that she'd be better off in another family.
Is this where we're doing 13, 10, 60 if you want Carrie's kids?
Take them.
Take them.
They'd be happy. No, no, no. It started off with I woke up and went to make school lunches only to realise I'd just forgotten to do a grocery shop, which doesn't sound like a big thing in your world. It's a massive thing. There was literally nothing. And I'm not even sure how it happened that I'd completely forgotten that we had nothing to eat.
Chip sandwiches?
Nothing. We had burgerings.
Oh, perfect.
You can't send, no.
But
because
kids
in this
love
day
that.
And age, yes, they love it. Yeah. But especially to kinder when everyone gets, oh, sees what God. Everyone eats. So I can't be
and
sending burgerings every bloody day. Oh. Ollie can take the burgerings. He'd scoff them down in 2 seconds and no one would know. So then I couldn't find her lunchbox, looked all around the house. After 30 minutes, I found it in her school bag from 6 weeks ago before we went to London.
Oh, my God.
I opened it and as Evie said, that smells like Addie's poo. the food still in her lunchbox.
What
and
was
I,
it?
Oh, there was a sandwich. There was the popcorn held up quite okay because that's not probably real food. But there was cherry tomatoes that had gone all watery.
Oh.
It was apple. And the sandwich here, I'll show you. I took a photo of it. The sandwich had the most enormous bit of penicillin on it, the biggest bit of mold you've ever seen, chunky bit.
Is that on your Instagram, Carrie?
It is on my
Interesting
Instagram.
How Tommy hasn't liked that photo.
Oh, hey, good point.
Anyway.
See that? How delicious does that look?
I was about to say, because no one nearly died for this, but people would have died.
If you ate that, you would definitely die.
I mean, it looks colourful, but apart from that,
it was deadly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I had to make do with another lunchbox because I can't use that for at least 6 months. It needs to be washed 100 times before it's acceptable to be used. Anyway, we walked up to school. Obviously, it's a big – back on the project now. I've been doing the project for a long time, 8 months, and I'm back doing radio. So it's a busy, busy day. So everything needs to go like clockwork, right? So we get to the gates for kinder, and I will hand over to Evie to tell you what happens next.
So what were we doing? We were walking to school and then we went in the door and there was no teachers there. So then Mummy said that, is it not on today? So then I said, maybe let's go back home.
So who did we see when we got to school? There was another mummy there with her little daughter as well, wasn't there?
Zoe.
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 So Mummy wasn't the only one who got the day wrong, yeah?
Yes.
And how did you feel when you realised that school wasn't on?
Crazy.
Crazy. Does Mummy forget things often?
Yes.
Why do you think Mummy forgets things often?
Because it's rushing every day.
Rushing every day,
I mean,
Mum.
That's the most depressing mirror to my parenting
well,
ever.
I mean, next time, don't ask her.
No, I mean, true.
Yeah.
It was my fault for asking.
Yeah.
Anyway, kinder wasn't on, which means she had to come into work, which is how we got that beautiful bit of audio from her.
Yes.
And so she spent the day in with me at kinder, doing kinder at work. And I just thought, you know what? Today's not my day.
You're not winning.
I'm not winning. And I
but
thought,
you win as a mum most days. That's
right,
fine.
I don't know. It's good.
Just trying to make
positive for you.
I know, but I'm a lot not of people sure. listen to the show and I want you to keep your kids. So you're a very good mum. I've seen you be nothing but loving.
I took them ice skating on the weekend.
Yeah, I know. You put that all over Insta.
Yeah.
There was no Instagram post of Evie standing alone at kinder with no one else there to supervise it.
I wouldn't Instagram the real stuff. but what I want to know, 13, 10, 16, in fact, I don't know what I want to know. I either want to know.
This is going to be tough.
What food you found. Where it was and how long it had been there.
What food? Because the off sandwiches.
Because I remember
stuff.
Finding a pear after a whole summer holidays that I remember distinctly bringing home from school as a whole pear. And when I found it at the end of summer holidays, it was a core. So it had disintegrated itself.
I found a pear around the office here.
Stop. Oh, my. What's the second bit you want to talk about, Carrie?
Shush, Toey. Or I want to know when you rocked up to something on the wrong day, what you missed out on because you rocked up on the wrong day. Now, I know it's not conventional radio to do two different talk topics, but nothing about the show is conventional today. I don't even have a co-host to do the show with. So 131060, help us fill some time. There's your two options of what to call about.
Yeah, 131060, what food have you found and how long was it there and where did you rock up on the wrong day?
Should we throw in how often do you wash your towels?
When you last saw a pair.
13, 10, 16.
Or pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Bit of an unconventional show today, so I'm going to cheat in the paper quiz by getting Waleed Ali in to help us just
Well, he's a smart man, but sometimes, you know, you need street smart.
Yeah.
I mean, paper quiz is not when you need street smart, you just need smart smart.
No, so sometimes it is. There was a question the other day, if you can only take two knives into prison, which two are you taking? And you know. I don't know if he's going
to
know the answers to questions like that.
Right now, well, we're talking about lots of different things. We're talking about...
Call us anytime about anything.
The lines are always open. Now, I've had a shocker being a mum today. Rocked up to kinder on the wrong day. Doesn't start till tomorrow.
Yep.
Couldn't find Evie's lunchbox, then found it. It hadn't been cleaned out for 6.5 weeks, so it had just a festering lot of fun in there. Yep. Hadn't done a grocery shop. Forgot about that at the weekend, so there's no food. So it's going well.
Busy mum's back at work.
Busy mum is back at work, mm-hmm. and she's dropped a few balls. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking on 1060.
Her balls are all over the shop. Busy mum's balls everywhere.
Did you turn up on the wrong day to something?
I thought it was going to be ruin? Where have your balls been?
No, we can't add that. We've already got enough phone topics happening.
So what is it at
what
the moment?
Food, okay, it's what food?
Name a food.
No.
Where's it been?
No.
How
what food
been?
Did you find yes. where and how long it had been there?
Okay.
Or, if you prefer, what day did you turn up to, what wrong day did you turn up to something?
People listening wouldn't know this, but there's a moment when Carrie and I are talking and we usually look at each other and then she just glances over my shoulder and looks at the whiteboard for what is pre-prepared on there, and even you lost faith in your whiteboard
glance.
I'm
having a bad day. Chris, help me. What are you calling about?
I found a 12-month-old sausage roll in my jumper that one of the boys had put there.
Was it still edible? What condition was it in?
Oh, no, it was green all over and hard as a rock.
And Chris, when you say one of the boys, do you mean one of the footy boys or one of your sons?
Nah, one of my workmates.
Oh, okay.
As a trick, or they just left it there?
Oh, no, I was meant to find it sooner, but I ended up packing that jumper away and found it the next winter, and yeah, there it was.
That's good.
How desperate do you think you'd have to get before you'd try that sausage roll?
It depends. Have you got sauce or not?
Yes. Sauce.
You can give anything a go.
What if you cut off the top layer?
I reckon that's probably the only good bit.
The pastry.
Yeah.
Kirk, are you calling about when you turned up something the wrong day or the moly food you found?
I turned up to something on the wrong day. I put forward to a body corporate meeting to have a dog. I put it in the wrong week in my diary and turned up a week late to vote against the motion of me having a dog, and I didn't get my dog.
Oh, no. Sonda, why are you laughing? That's horrible. You didn't get your pup. Have you got a dog now, Kirk?
Yeah, I sold and moved house and got dogs.
Good on you,
great.
Kirk.
Good story.
You know, I went to go to a Pink concert once, and there was the person in front of me scanning. Tickets,
yeah,
and they had getting their tickets, and they were like this. They were like, "Hey, can I use my tickets?" And they were for last night. Missed the concert.
Oh no! Did you give them yours?
Oh no!
That would have been a nice thing to do.
No, I was there for work.
Freebies.
Hey.
Freebies.
No, I had to. My job at the time was to put up these big Pink posters at the start of the night, watch them so nobody stole them, and then take them down at the end of the night, working for this great network that we are on now.
You've come a long way.
Thank
I
you.
I would have thought you'd be hosting or half hosting a show all those years.
No, no. This is extra. That was 3 weeks ago. Mate, the extra stuff I've got to do. You think your balls are everywhere. Let's go to Felicity. Felicity, I don't know what's going on. What are you calling about?
Oh, well, we built a house in 2000, and when we had all our friends helping us out, I ordered a whole bunch of pizza. And one pizza somehow made it into the loft, still complete in its box. Now, we moved out in 2016, and the pizza was still there.
In the loft.
Wow.
And it hadn't gone mouldy. It was crystallised. And when I brought it downstairs, my husband and I were laughing, and then my 11-year-old son came along and said, "Oh, cool, you ordered pizza, Mum."
That's how normal it looked.
It looked a bit like a crystallised lolly, but he was like, "Oh, cool, you ordered pizza, Mum."
I don't know. I think that's bad, though, because that just shows you. It's like when you leave a burger and nothing happens to it, because it was never really real to start with.
Sugar and salt was in it,
I mean, those things sound delicious. And look at me. I mean, I've eaten all those things all my life, and I sound fine.
Yeah, a picture of good health.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Time to do this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
I'm feeling real confident today, guys. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, you're feeling confident because we've phoned a friend.
Absolutely.
We brought in the great Waleed Ali because, unfortunately for you, Tommy, the one thing you've been looking forward to on our whole break is coming back to do the paper quiz.
Yes, that's what I, of course, didn't say, but I tried to transmit through my mind.
And yeah. I could read you because yeah. we're such close friends. Uh-huh. I can read your mind. Yeah. And that's what you said.
Well, Ed is here. Hey, bro.
Hey, man. It strikes me that with all the talking you've just done, you probably could have knocked over the quiz.
Yes. Yes.
I just love that in the break you two have been comparing notes on asthma. It's been very sexy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's great. A lot of drug chat.
The wheezy boys.
No, it's good. I think you should openly talk about your asthma issues because I think
I haven't
it's...
been hiding it.
it's not like you come on the radio. This is the first time I've ever heard you talk about your asthma issue.
It's not like I rock in each day and go, hey, just an asthma day.
Well, you didn't take it seriously last week. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what? No. We've had this conversation where you've sat there sucking in Ventolin and I've said, well, what about your preventers?
Yeah,
and
I'm on Seretide.
God, we sound really bad when we start. What
Let's
about
do the paper
preventers?
Quiz, guys.
Yeah. Question. We've been bored, Buzz.
Number one, who directed the classic 1973 movie American Graffiti?
Well, I didn't do it. but I reckon it was George Lucas. Because didn't he do it to make Star Wars?
I don't know, but that sounds plausible, so I'm happy to go with it.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Right. Number two, the Anti-Lebanon Mountains form most of the border between which two countries?
This is definitely your cup of tea.
Yeah, you're
the
very
Anti-Lebanon Mountains. I feel like someone's leading me to say Israel, but I don't know that I should. I'm going to say Lebanon and Syria.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
I don't think that's right, by the way.
Give us a right answer.
Be confident, Waleed. Come on.
You know, but the problem is, like, it can't involve Lebanon, right? That's too straightforward.
Well,
I think we're overthinking the paper quiz.
Okay, fair enough.
Here's number three.
Let's go back to talking about drugs, shall we?
Tommy, this is down your alley. Which team won the 2019 NBA Finals Series?
It's Waleed's alley too.
Well, he's more NBA than I am, though. Do you want to do this or do you want me to?
Well, I mean, with that, like, we could do it together on the count of three.
Okay, are you ready? Three, two.
Oh, I thought you were going to count up.
No, you count down. Okay. You always count backwards. Ready?
Oh,
two, one. Toronto. Raptors.
Who said it with the accent?
Me.
I said it with the wheeze.
I didn't pick that up. All right, question number four. Feel like we're doing well here. In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, what did the dish run away with?
The spoon.
All right.
Spoon.
Question number five. Lester Young, born in 1909, is best remembered for playing which instrument?
I want to say the saxophone. He's a jazz musician from memory.
See, I knew he'd be a good one.
There's a horn of some description, whether it's trumpet or a saxophone. I think it's a saxophone.
Okay.
So he plays a saxophone, but also has a crack at the horn.
He gets on his horn often.
Yeah. Saxophone playing is so good, it gives him the horn.
Yeah. I feel like every conversation I have with you is about something else.
Also, this voice is so sleazy.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me more about his horn.
Let's go through the answers. We locked in.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. We go through five.
Let's do five.
Jeez. We're usually not that quick, though, to be honest.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
All right. Question number one. Who directed the classic 1973 movie American Graffiti? It was George Lucas.
There you go.
Tommy. Even sick you're bringing it.
Well done. You're welcome.
You weren't confident about Lebanon, were you, Waleed, in question number two?
No.
Back yourself, bro. Lebanon and Syria.
Oh, my God. We're going to get five.
For five, actually. I feel confident now.
I reckon we might be because Toronto Raptors is the question. Question number three.
What happens if we get five? We've never had five.
We go to a song and then we come back and we do the next five.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is that,
okay.
Really? Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like overtime.
I've always had that in my head, but we've never got to five.
Okay. All right.
The dish ran away.
Well, this is obvious.
Yeah.
With the plate.
No, it
didn't. Nasty spoon.
If you're going to try to trick us, like, pick something more obscure than that.
I don't do well on my favourite.
Dish ran away with the dishwasher.
All right. For five from five, Lester Young, born in 1909, best remembered for playing which instrument? We tossed up the horn.
Sax. Come on.
We said the sax.
Come on.
Sax is great!
Amazing. You're going to go to a song?
Yeah, we're going to come back and keep going.
All right. More of the paper quiz next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joined by Waleed Ali. We have just made history, if you just missed it. Five from five from the paper quiz.
It's really annoyed me, though.
We are in rare air.
Because it's really annoyed me that you've come in and helped us get five.
Waleed, I'm so sorry.
To be fair.
We invite you in, and this is how she treats
you. No, because I just want to know that you're not good at everything.
No, but I'm not. I would never got number one. I would never have got that.
Okay, the George Lucas question.
I got the Syria-Lebanon one, and I got the less. That's my contribution.
Okay. So let's hope there's more war-torn countries involved.
Can I just point out that Tommy has still answered every question? If the whole point of this is that he's not able to answer the questions, what? Why is this happening?
I don't care. You got us to five. Okay. Let's do it again.
So we have two options here.
Yeah.
We can either do another five questions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or we can keep going until we get one wrong.
I think it's
okay,
that.
Okay, let's keep going until we get one wrong.
It's golden gold.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh,
okay.
Right. Let's see if we set a record. Let's do it.
Here we go. In 1977, which band had a hit with the song Life in the Fast Lane?
The Eagles.
Life in the Fast Lane.
It's got a great guitar riff.
Great.
Incredible guitar riff.
So, so am I checking the answer now? Is that how Golden Gold works?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look. Correct. Yeah. Eagles.
Amazing. Okay. Wasn't even nervous that time.
Who is the second youngest child of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip?
I'm out.
Philip. Oh, second youngest. So there's...
It was the second youngest.
Is Queen Elizabeth II?
So there's Philip, Anne. And then he's got Charles.
Is Anne? Anne's in there?
Who else he got?
So let's say Anne,
second youngest.
No. So how many is there?
How many?
I don't know.
I've seen The Crown.
Come on, because this is yours.
Yeah, I feel like this is all about Bickmore at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we got Toronto.
Yeah,
you get
I'm
this.
Getting my generations confused. I got George Lucas.
Waleed did his conflict in the Middle East stuff.
Conflict. It's just geography, man.
What's Margaret?
They were the anti-Lebanon mountains.
Is Margaret the next generation down?
Margaret?
Yeah.
Don't know. Do you want to lock it in?
Cause she couldn't, because then she got all naughty and went away with the
spoon.
Divorcee.
No, that was the previous one.
I don't know. I see. This is me,
on,
and I'm
going to
let you down.
Is it Sharon?
Latifah.
What about Sharon?
Oh, was
Sharon,
it?
No Sharon, mate.
Was it Latifah?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's go, Anne.
I feel like she's just saying Anglo names now.
Okay, let's go, Anne.
William.
Andrew.
Roger.
Oh, Andrew.
Okay.
Yes, let's go, Andrew.
We're going from Andrew.
So we're looking in Prince Andrew.
Oh, this is all going to be on me, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm
it is.
Oh.
The answer was Anne.
Oh,
no, it wasn't. What is it?
Andrew.
Yes.
Oh. Guys, you got to stop doing that shit. It's killing us.
Is there anything sweeter than when you change your answer and it's right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And is there anything worse when you change your answer and
wrong,
your original
which
one?
Which happens often.
Okay, number eight.
So we're up to eight now. Here we go. I'm going to get picked up on the pronunciation of this. Ganymede is the largest moon on which planet?
Oh,
Jupiter?
Ganymede?
You
said
that with a disturbing confidence.
Is that right?
I feel like Jupiter's got heaps of moons.
Okay, yep. Jupiter.
Let's do
it.
But doesn't Mercury have a couple? Would it be one of the closest?
No, but I reckon you just got to play the percentages here. And if Jupiter's got the most, then it's just most likely.
And Ganymede sounds gassy.
Does it? I'm sure that it does.
Sounds kind of Indian.
I
think it could be rocky, but I don't know. But either way, we're going to say Jupiter. So let's just say it.
As a group, because...
Yeah, I'm behind
no
you.
No one has a better bid than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jupiter
is
correct.
Oh! Oh, my God!
That's question nine, and this one's a true or false. We've got a 50-50 chance to get this one right.
Who's in Kate start soon? What's going to happen?
Okay. They'll understand.
Okay.
We'll keep going until we get one wrong. Here we go. True or false? Charles Dickens wrote the 1840s novel Barnaby Rudge.
I haven't heard of Barnaby Rudge.
Oh, come on, Sonda. This is your area.
It does sound like a Dickensian novel, doesn't it?
Barnaby Rudge.
Barnaby Rudge.
Does it?
I thought it was always like a cloud in the snow or something. I thought that was Dickens's.
No, but as a character. Dickens would write a character called Barnaby Rudge.
Is that the name of the book, though?
Yes.
It's of the time.
It is.
There's not 1840s. Too many young Barnaby Rudges.
Are you saying yes, Waleed?
I'm happy to go with you, bro.
I'm going to say false because I feel
like it's too obvious.
Like it's a trick question where Barnaby Rudge would be a character in a book, but the book's not called that.
Okay.
But I, I'm really being hung out to dry here, aren't I? You guys are not getting it.
We just don't know.
Because I don't think it sounds like the name of a dick.
All right, so we're saying no.
False.
We're locking in false. The answer is true.
Waleed. You cost us the game.
You can't believe it, mate. That's nearly the worst we've ever done.
So sorry, guys.
So what do we get? Nine?
8 from 9.
8.
That's incredible.
Oh, my
God. 8 in a row is the
new 8 in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
We almost won the game twice.
You're required every time. All right, sure. Newspaper quiz.
I'm your newspaper quiz correspondent.
All right.
Excellent.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Susie and Kate in next to drive you home.
Yeah, well, not Kate, guys. Mm. Kate is having an extended mid-year break. But who have we got? Michelle Laurie.
Hello. Poor Kate. It's so exhausting living in Italy and eating all that great food.
Yeah, I know.
You're very tanned.
Me?
Hughie from being over there in this fabulous Italian world.
Do you think he's tan. He keeps asking everyone if he's tan. No, I don't think
definitely
he
is. Tan.
Thank you, Carrie. Carrie's always pumping, not always, but she's sometimes pumping me up, you know. And I think,
I'm just going to pump you down for 1 second and say the promo shot they've used for you on The Masked Singer makes you look like a 65-year-old woman. So I do think you should change that one.
Where is that coming from? No, where did you see it? I think I know the photo we're talking about.
I've seen it everywhere.
It sounds like it's too late, mate. Now, can like they? I'm going to have to go down and take those down one by one.
Now, Tommy, your voice is terrible. But
you sound like a 65-year-old woman. So together you're perfect. You are perfect together. You're getting a half-price roast everywhere together, you two.
Yeah, well, it's a bonus. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you look good now. You look tan and fresh. And how is the rest of your... We left you in Italy. How is the rest of your trip?
Oh, look, I don't want to... I want to say to everyone in Australia, if you get the chance, go to Italy. It's and
so relatable.
No, you know, I'm telling you, these days you get a really cheap flights, and you know, basically Flybys will get you there. Just shop at Coles or Woolies for about 3 weeks, and you're there.
Yeah, relatable.
No, I'm not being sponsored by either of those companies. Great companies.
Have you done a deal with Tourism Italy or something?
I bloody would love to, man. Honestly, I'm giving this shit away for free. You know, it's really...
And is this part of the plan of just speak about it enough and they'll pay you?
They should. We saw so many Aussies over there who said, "Oh yeah, we heard you guys talking about on the radio."
If that's the deal, Barcelona, let's just start put same place. Madrid,
Canada.
This is great.
I've been to both those places. Italy is much better. Italy is the go. I mean, you were hit and run. I tell you what, you should have hung around. It's
have you been
beautiful.
To Italy, Michelle?
Never. I've never been there, but I did go to a women's prison in Castlemaine while you were away, and I couldn't recommend it more highly, honestly.
Are you going to get sponsored with there as well?
Yes. I would love to
go to a women's prison.
Yeah. Oh.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know if they want you there.
Well, according to Carrie, looks will get you in at the moment.
What's coming up on your show today?
It's going to be massive. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. We're going to talk about Husey's new job, and it's very exciting because he knows absolutely nothing about it.
I know so
much more about his new job than he does.
The Masked Singer job.
Yeah, he knows nothing about it. It's exciting. And
Lindsay Lohan's pretty exciting.
Exactly.
It's exciting. I'm assuming she knows less about it than he does, which is why she signed up.
But that's what you want. That is what you want, though. You don't want her knowing anything. You want her coming...
I'm excited. You're going to know Lindsay Lohan.
I'm going to hang out with Lindsay.
She's going to know you. Do you know what that's done for all of our 6 degrees of separation?
This is it, people. You just hang around old 60-year-old female Husey, because he's going to take you to the promised land.
Right? I know. Noticed that she commented on Jackie O, who's hosting, one of the judges with you. Lindsay commented on Jackie's post, and then Husey quickly got in straight under to say, "Hey, I'm here too."
Absolutely, I'm going to be sliding into her DMs, hopefully.
She's going to think, "Why is this old woman contacting me?"
My grandma hasn't been in touch in a while.
I really do have to look at those promo shots.
And you guys really do have to get in there, because Husey and Michelle, they're next to drive you home. Tommy, get better, and we'll chat to you all tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Did you know, when you're driving, there's only one handprint of tread connecting each of your tyres to the road? With so much riding on them, make sure you're in hands you can trust. Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.